T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. Ron is off today. But that doesn't mean I have to do the show alone, at least not for the whole show, because Mr. Brian Batko of Post-Gazette fame is on the line right now on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Brian, how are you today?
Doing well, Joe. It's so great to have you back. And I was actually thinking about you at 1:01 p.m. on Sunday when Henry Mondo ran onto the kick return team for the Steelers. All I could think was, what did I say about him to Joe when we went down the entire 90-man roster before training camp?
I don't know. What did you say? Do you remember?
No, I can't recall.
Maybe you said he'd be their blocking fullback in goal line situations. I think, though, that Mondo's day went downhill from there. Is he going to get a hat this week? I can't believe this is my first question, but you went there. So does Mondo get a hat?
I don't know. I mean, that last defensive lineman to dress on game day is usually only in there for a few snaps. The only thing you really don't want the guy to do is get penalties, and Mondo got two of those, one on defense, one on special teams. But his offensive efficiency is off the charts with that one snap, one touchdown, 1 yard for Benny Snell. So, yeah, I'll say they dress him again.
He did bury that guy. So, Brian, you're younger, far more hip than I am. What happened with this weird Cam Sutton story? And just because the Steelers say they won't trade him doesn't mean he's not unhappy. Is he unhappy? What went on here?
I don't think so. This kind of strikes me as something where people read way too much into social media and then run with it for whatever reason. To me, Sutton doesn't have any reason to be unhappy. He's playing more and he's getting more involved in this defense and a contract year for him. Guys post stuff on Instagram and Twitter all the time that can seem cryptic, and you know, for 24 hours, because of the internet being the way it is now, it's this huge story, and then you forget about it a week later. So until I see anything else coming out of the Cam Sutton social media issues, then I'm really not going to pay too much mind to it.
Well, will his snaps go down radically now that first of all, do you think Mike Hilton will play? And if he does, what happens to Cam Sutton's snaps?
We'll have a better read on Hilton in a couple hours here after practice. But right now, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say Hilton does get back out there. I don't necessarily think that's going to mean that Sutton's snaps drop precipitously. I mean, they subbed him in 7 or 8 times for Terrell Edmonds in their base defense at safety next to Minkah Fitzpatrick. Now, they might do that with Hilton instead, but you might want to use all of those defensive backs at times against the Ravens, because with Lamar Jackson and how elusive he can be, the way that he can, you know, hit Hollywood Brown for slants over the middle, you might need to play defensive backs in this game, and you might need one of them to spy Lamar Jackson at times. So I don't think they're going to be using that 3-4 as much as they did against the Titans.
Tell me about Bob Spillane. Brian, have you interacted with this guy? What's he like? That hit on the goal line might have made me a fan forever.
Yeah, I haven't interacted with him too much. I talked to him a couple times last year when we could still go into the locker room. There wasn't usually too much of a crowd around Robert Spillane, so you could get a nice detailed one-on-one with him about his special teams play whenever it suits your fancy. But he does cut the figure of a guy who would pretty much run through a brick wall for this team. I mean, he was, when he arrived here, he had the completely shaven, bald head, usually had a red mark on his forehead from his helmet and probably banging it off of things during training camp practices. Now it seems like he's growing a little bit of the hair back, so maybe he's rebranding, but absolutely a folk hero already in Pittsburgh. My favorite thing was he wasn't even on the injury report yesterday. I mean, there was like 50 guys you had to unfurl a scroll to see who all was hurt, and he wasn't on there, even after going head-on with Derrick Henry in the hole. Rumor has it that they tried to put Robert Spillane on the injury report, but he headbutted the injury report, and they needed to make a new one.
All right, more importantly, when it comes to these Zoom interviews, as far as media goes, has anybody topped Ron trying to ask Ben a question, or who's been the star media-wise of these Zoom calls?
Wow, you're really putting me on the spot there, Joe. I like to think that I get in and out of the mute button with relative ease. You know, you always hear about receivers talking about how they get in and out of their breaks. I think I'm
all right. Moving on, Didi, go ahead.
As far as that goes, but why aren't you ever on there, Joe? I'd love to hear you or Gene or Cookie asking some questions of these guys.
Time for one more, Ron. Are you there now, Ron Cook?
Because of this, I'm petrified that this is going to happen to me. That's number one, and that goes back to a Penguin. The only one I've tried to go on was a Penguin post game after a loss. So I'm picturing this somber, you know, Sidney Crosby, and then me screwing up the mute button or my kid walking in or something like that. Plus, you know the deal. They only allow two or three people from each outlet. You think I'm going to oust Dulac
or
somebody else?
We don't always have two of us on there, especially these like early morning ones during the week and sometimes after the home games. You can maybe get another body in there. But, yeah, it's been interesting doing this all through Zoom. And, you know, you try to have a little back and forth with the players occasionally. Like yesterday I noticed that I was maybe the third or fourth question for Juju. Everyone before me was very efficient, went right into their deal. But nobody had asked him how he was doing. So I said, Juju, how are you? And it was almost like a dead silence on the other end. And then finally, like, I'm good. I was like, oh, okay then. Fair enough.
I just don't want to go to the trouble, honestly, of trying to arrange all this. I know my place. Plus, I like to do my own work in locker rooms. I don't care for the whole thing. I'll use quotes if they're up there. Benzi made some noise the other day with a new voice. Did you catch that? He sounded like the Wizard of Oz right before they busted the Wizard of Oz, talking into this giant contraption. Did he catch that whole thing?
I did notice that a little bit. I didn't go to the Wizard of Oz idea, but I was thinking, like, you know how on those crime shows, like First 48 or whatever, 2020, sometimes you interview witnesses who aren't actually
yes.
allowed to speak, so their face is blurred and their voice is changed. That's kind of what I was picturing.
It was amazing. It really was. So let me ask you this. It seems like it's been a different Steeler receiver, including tight ends, each week to have a big game. Somebody pops up always, it seems. Who's the guy this week?
I'm going to think they go back to Chase Claypool. I mean, he was just playing so well. Tennessee obviously devoted a lot of their attention to him, and Malcolm Butler, who's very good, had a nice game. Kind of shutting down Claypool, not only just from receptions, but targets. Ravens have a good secondary too, so maybe none of those guys really thrive on Sunday in Baltimore, especially if the weather's a little dicey. But I think Marlon Humphrey, who's their best cover guy, is probably going to shadow Juju. At least that's what Juju expects. Marcus Peters gets a lot of picks and a lot of pick sixes, but I think he can be had. So I'm going to say Chase Claypool breaks out here for another pretty good game. I wouldn't go and trade him just yet from your fantasy team.
Well, everything you just said is very interesting because Mike Vrabel decided he would put his best corner on Chase Claypool. What makes Juju think that Wink Martindale is going to put his best corner on him?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's just assuming that, or he's thinking back to last year when he and Humphrey had some interesting matchups. Everybody remembers Humphrey punching the ball out from Juju in overtime, and that essentially set up the winning kick by Justin Tucker. So, yeah, we don't necessarily know what Martindale is going to do, the Ravens defensive coordinator. You could always leave Humphrey on one side of the field as well, just because I think the Steelers have quite a few receivers who can beat you. You could argue that after last week in Nashville that Devontae Johnson is the guy that you need to take away and shut down, because without Butler on him, he was making some of those shaky Titans cornerbacks look very silly once he caught the ball.
Lastly, Brian, Sean Gentile, who's joining me next, says that you were not a Ben DiNucci fan, that you predicted this would go horribly. Is this correct?
Not in so many words. I was one of the last to jump off the Ben DiNucci bandwagon when he was at Pitt. I always thought that he kind of got a raw deal there, got jerked around a little bit. It did become clear that Kenny Pickett was giving them a better chance to win by the end of his last season there, but I thought he was better than he showed in those games, and I figured he'd do well at James Madison. But I'll just be very honest to what Sean's saying. It was surreal to see him get drafted. I didn't think he was anywhere near the radar, and I nerd out over that stuff in the months leading up to the draft. And certainly once he got picked in that quarterback situation, you don't think that you're ever going to take a snap, much less start a game. So in that sense, yes, I did kind of write off my – I sold my Ben DiNucci ticket, and that was a bad move, because I'm really excited to watch him on Sunday Night Football against the Eagles.
Brian, you're a wonderful man. Perhaps we'll see each other on a Zoom call soon. Thank you, sir.
Sure thing. See you, Jeff.
Rivers Casino, open 24 hours a day, Thursday through Monday, and 9 a.m. to 4 a.m. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Live DJs every Friday and Saturday starting at 7 p.m. Happy hour every Monday and Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. Includes half-off apps at the Wheelhouse. For the latest info on promotions, hours of operation, Bet Rivers Sportsbook, and more, visit riverscasino.com. Fan weather, lots and lots of rain. There's even going to be more tomorrow with a high of 49. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, continuing their commitment to making strides against breast cancer in October. Go to their Facebook page to find more information. Coming up, Sean Gentile, and I've got a bunch of questions for him about the Penguins, about the Steelers, about the Pirates, and about Pitt football. We're going to run the gamut with Dr. Gentile next on Cook and Joe.
Ron, are you there now? Ron Cook?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.